Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fellingham. This is one of my most favorite topics, how to write a book in 90 days or less. Like most women, I always thought, at the back of my mind, that I'd like to write a book someday. And I believe that every woman has at least one book in her. And what makes it go from the back of your mind to the front of your mind? I'll quickly tell you how it happened for me, and then I'll tell you how to do it. For me, for years we performed as a country bluegrass band at fairs and resorts across the nation. We performed in 42 states and 4 countries, had a wonderful 12 summers performing as a family band. Well, after our performances, we always went into the audience, and of course people had questions because there were 6 children on the stage between my husband and I, playing 10 different instruments, fiddles and banjos, mandolin, bass, you know, drums, guitar, keyboard. We just had a wonderful, wonderful time. But when we went into the audience afterwards, then people would question always, what, you know, how did you do that? What's it all about? And how did you get them to rehearse? And how did you put this together? And then they would ask me parenting questions. As the years went on, I realized, gosh, there are so many things that I've learned through the years and that I've read about and that I've tested in the laboratory of my life. And I really feel like I'd like to share some of these solutions that I've discovered through the years with my own children. And so I wrote the book, Solutions for Families, my first book. That's really how it happened. I just felt like there was a need there. The parents asked me questions and that I had some answers, and I just felt compelled. It was just something that really, as the time went on, I wanted to do more and more and more until I just said, you know what, I'm writing this book. Now I'd like to tell you about some people who are just like you, who also turned their thoughts of writing a book into a reality. Nancy Taylor Rosenberg, 48 years old, started writing seriously in 1991 after 6 years as a law enforcement officer. Well, Nancy's book proposal was picked up by an agent who acquired a multi-million dollar 3-book contract for Nancy. She was a first-time author. She has since authored 5 more books for a total of 8 bestsellers. First-time author Peggy Vincent was paid over $100,000 for her proposed book, Baby Catcher, Chronicles of a Modern Midwife. Peggy was a nurse and midwife. She delivered 2,500 babies in 30 years. She gave birth to her 3rd child at home. 18 friends and family members attended his birth, and more came for the party after. The book was based on those experiences, and Nancy was paid over $100,000. Mutant Message Down Under by first-time author Marlo Morgan was sold to HarperCollins Publishing Company. They paid this first-time author $1.7 million. Her book is a fictional account of her trek through the Australian outback with a message of a life unencumbered with the material things. Tammy Ashcroft, she survived Hurricane Raymond out in the Pacific Ocean. Her agent sold the first time, she is a first-time author, and her agent sold her story to Hyperion for $500,000. Her life story was published as Red Sky in Mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. First-time author Amanda Brown had the idea for her first novel, Legally Blonde. It was sold to Plume Publishing and made into a movie starring Reese Witherspoon. Plume published and sold movie rights to the sequel, Red, White, and Blonde. In the meanwhile, Dutton will be publishing, that's a publishing house, Dutton Publishing will be publishing Amanda's 3rd novel called Family Trust that has already been optioned for a movie by Hilary Swank and Chad Lowe. First-time author Julie Clark enjoyed writing poems for children. And then what did she do? She founded Baby Einstein to produce early learning videos, DVDs, and CDs for babies and toddlers. Products featured her poems. Well, the company won many awards, sold more than 8 million copies of the videos and other products, and in November 2001, she and her husband sold the company to Disney for $25 million. Jesse Lee Brown Forox, at age 80, began a writing program for seniors. She wrote in longhand about her family, births, deaths, marriages, wars, floods, Lawrence Welk, and her feelings and thoughts. At 98 years old, first-time author Jesse Lee was paid $1 million for her story, Any Given Day. Jesse Lee wrote to her writing teacher, "Thank you so very much. I'm not a writer, but my poor efforts have made a great difference in my life." Well, Jesse Lee's $1 million publishing experience proves everyone's life could be a book. How about first-time author Michael Ho? He had the idea for a children's book, Time Stops for No Mouse. He secured an agent who sold the rights to the book and two others for $1.8 million to Putnam Puffin in a heated auction involving three other major publishers. Benjamin Kaplan's only 23 years old. He discovered millions in scholarship dollars were waiting to be won. While winning enough to cover his college education, Kaplan documented his findings. He also interviewed other scholarship winners. He revealed insider secrets that put scholarship money within the reach of all students, regardless of their GPAs. First-time author Kaplan turned down several six-figure offers from major publishers and held out for a $1 million deal at age 23. Joanna Lund went from 300 pounds and a size 28 to 170 pounds and a size 14 using low-fat recipes. She was a first-time author, sold her book idea to Putnam for over $100,000. She started out as an inexperienced speaker and author. She had been a secretary in an insurance office. She sold 150,000 copies of her book. Joanna is now the cookbook queen of QVC, having sold more books than any other author. She now runs a multi-million dollar enterprise that includes a PBS cooking show, catalog, and newsletter. She has sold now more than 3 million books. First-time author 26-year-old Nell Frudenberger signed a book deal with Echo Press for $500,000 for two books and a novel, all based on a proposal. Her books were unwritten, untitled at the time of the $500,000 publishing contract. Lucky Girls became the title of the first book she published. Richard Paul Evans originally wrote The Christmas Box to show his two daughters he loved them and to tell his mother he understood her grief in losing a child. Yet through his persistent determination and marketing genius, Evans parlayed The Christmas Box into a $4.25 million advance. Simon & Schuster. He established himself as one of the most financially successful authors of the 90s. In 2002, Evans sold two new novels to Dutton and NAL for around $6 million for a total advance of $10 million, 2.5. What do these people have in common? They were all first-time authors. How did they receive large advances? How could you do the same? Having a great book proposal is the very first step. Another idea is to connect with a literary agent. We'll talk more about that later. Quickly, what's in a book proposal? A chapter-by-chapter overview, one page to one chapter written, sales results you intend to produce, point-by-point action plan of how to achieve sales, unique selling proposition, market description, and complementary success models. What are some of the life stories, the knowledge, and the ideas that you have? You could be a bestseller. Tell about your personal experiences, your life story. Tell about your expertise as a business owner, a teacher, in your career, your professional expertise, your parenting expertise. How about watching or helping others succeed? Fictional stories teaches. They help others. Fictional stories that entertain people, romances, comedy, drama, sci-fi, mysteries. What are some of your life stories? What's the knowledge you have? What are your ideas that could be put into a book? And that book certainly can become a bestseller.